Psalm 108, A Song or Psalm of David. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem, and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe, over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For all the earth is mine, saith the Lord, and all the earth shall be filled with his glory. So let our hearts be fixed upon him and his righteousness. Let us sing and give praise with our new man, the one that shall partake with the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Awake, body of Christ, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee life, newness of life, to be a people of praise, to show forth his praises throughout all the earth, among all nations. The praises of him who saved us according to his great mercy, and called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, by his grace, and by the truth of his gospel, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The beloved of the Father, whom he hath delivered from death, and raised him up far above the heavens, through the clouds, above all the earth, and above every name and every power, and set him at his own right hand, to sit as mediator between God and men, to sit as high priest of a new and better covenant, so that our prayers and our cries might be answered. And he speaks in his holiness, so that his people might be sanctified and made holy by his word. And he proclaims, I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. So who will bring us into the strong city? Who will lead us unto victory against the enemy? Why, it's none other than the captain of our salvation, who by the power of our God shall give us the victory with him. He wounds and he heals. He kills and he makes alive. He casts off and he gathers again. Even Jerusalem, who rejected and crucified him, shall be gathered under his wings. Oh, they shall go through a time of great trouble, such as never was nor shall be. But the Lord shall give them help from trouble, yea, and will help all who call upon him, and him only. For vain is the help of man, and through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Yea, for Jesus must reign until he hath put all enemies under his feet. Awake, and fix your heart, and shine his gospel and his praises among the nations through all the earth. Psalm 108.